You know I loved that woman. I couldn't do it no more. But everybody say she's a brown-skinned woman. She had a jet black mane. She said, baby, I love you. I'm going to do the baby. I gotta do the best I can. I love you, baby. Get another man. Every day I do the best I can. I'm gonna get you, baby. I'm gonna do it again. I want you, baby. I want you, baby. I want you, baby. I gotta have you, baby. I ain't never saw you, but one more time. Can I hug you, baby? Call you? That's your mind. I want you, baby. I want you, baby. I want you, baby. I want you, baby. I want you. I want you. I give everything I can. But please don't mess with me and no other man. I want you, baby. I want you, baby. I want you, baby. I want you, baby.
She wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock.
When you hear a cowboy yodeling a song of open range, your heart leaps up to hear his stirring tale. But did you ever wonder at the end of his refrain why his voice leaps in a mournful wail?
How come? Well, the story as is told to me was handed down through history of a singing cowboy brave enough to try.
There's only one.
To ride the meanest old cayuse, it bucked him off right at the chute, left him spinning way up in the sky.
The bronco jumped up and the cowboy came down. They met at the old saddle horn. It made a deep impression, you could say it changed his life. And that's how the yodel was born.
So a ranger died.
Oh, Lord.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network, where you can listen by telephone at 515-605-9542, and Radio Garden, Simple Radio, Streama, TuneIn, and other free smart speaker services and apps, including slbradio.org/radio. Today we will welcome Jim Kastner to talk about Theaters of the Old North Side, a virtual event hosted by Doors Open Pittsburgh, happening on Monday. He'll be here at 7:50. At 8:20, Jessica Gaynell will talk about an event called Growth Plus Development, hosted by the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, also virtual. Joy Tijoures in studio at 8:35 as he visits Pittsburgh from California. We also have two youth segments between 10 and 11 o'clock, one featuring conversation, another a classical trio, and Kim Maverick joins us at 11 o'clock live in studio with original music. We'll get started with Janice Ian on the Saturday Light Brigade.
From my heart, lay them down beside the sea. They are tearing me apart. Let them drift away from me. Take this sorrow from my soul. I have prayed to find some rest. It's a weight I cannot hold. It lays heavy on my breast. This long night cannot last forever. This long night, sorrow the stars. Give me light. Illuminate the darkness in my heart, dancing with the dark. Dancing with the dark. Take these tears that blind my eyes. I have lived too long in shadows. Unbind these shuttered skies. My horizons are too narrow. Take my weariness and sorrow. Take the troubles I borrowed. They will all be here tomorrow. This long night cannot last forever. This long night, sorrow shields the stars. Give me light, illuminate the secrets of my heart, dancing with the dark, dancing with the dark.
Janice Ian from her brand new CD, which will be released in 2 weeks or so. It's called The Light at the End of the Line. Dancing in the Dark, the Dancing with the Dark, the name of the song. The official release date, January 21st. And we'll have a number of songs from that album this morning. Welcome and thank you for meeting us here. I hope you had a good week. My week began with a booster shot on Monday, which I had been waiting some time to be able to find the opportunity to get it. It wasn't that hard. I just wanted to make sure I could find an appointment. I was a little later than I wanted to be in getting it done. And I hope you are healthy and that your household and family is healthy. A lot more folks seem to be getting sick, whether it be the virus or just flu or cold-like symptoms. I know a lot of people are under the weather. Some more construction work got done outside of our studios here, including some new electrical circuits. Also, more of our classroom furniture is arriving. Paint colors have been chosen. And more is taking place as we get our youth media center ready to open. And hello to Tommy in Virginia. It's nice to have you listening in Richmond. And Mike and Mars says hello too. I posted our early bird pop quiz on Facebook last night instead of waiting until this morning, and we already have quite a few wonderful answers, and I'll start sharing those with you shortly. But let me give you a chance to get involved as well. Are you ready for our pop quiz this morning? Here it is. In honor of the new year, we challenge you to create a travel itinerary of 5 destinations that begin with new. For example, New York City or Newfoundland. Your trip can include cities, states, countries, landmarks, provinces, towns, just about any location, as long as it begins with new. We're looking for 5 locations to include on your itinerary. You can share your answers with us now at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You'll also find the puzzle on Facebook at SLB Radio. You can join other brigadiers who have already shared their answers there. Melinda has New River Gorge, New Wilmington, New Jersey, New York City, and Newcastle. Thank you, Melinda. And Sarah has New Dumpling House in Squirrel Hill and a restaurant there, New Amsterdam in Lawrenceville, New Pittsburgh Courier offices, and New Orleans and New South Wales. And John has New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, New Bethlehem, and New Brighton. You get the idea. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
New York City, babe, I got to know my line. There's one thing, folks, I ask you to do. Catch a bus and ride up Fifth Avenue in New York City. Woo! Ain't that a city? New York City, babe, I got to know my line.
When you ride that bus, keep it on your mind. Ride that bus, it's gonna cost you a dime in New York City. New York City, babe, I got to know my line.
When it gets cloudy and it looks like rain,
just step downstairs, catch a subway train in New York City.
Ooh, ain't that a city?
New York City, babe, I got to know my
folks that I likely forgot. On Lenox Avenue doing the turkey trot in New York City.
Ooh, ain't that a city?
New York City, babe, I got to know my line.
Train running underground, I won't keep still. I'll catch a train and ride to Sugar Hill in New York City.
Go back to Louisiana, I'm gonna walk and talk. Tell everybody about the city of New York in New York City. Ooh, ain't that a city? New York City, babe, I got to know my line. New York City, babe, I got to know my line.
said it just right. I'd never stay long enough to fight. I'd just run away, and it's you, my love. It's you I'm running from. You were mistaken, you are to blame. Lately I've taken to getting my own way. Yes, it's you, my love, it's you I'm running from. I'll be in New York, send for me when you want more. I'll be in New York without you like before. I'm never lonely, off making trails, passed on the only woman dressed in veil. Oh, it's you, my love, it's you I'm running from. When your bed's empty, will I appear? Dreams you so badly wish could draw me near. Though it's you, my love, it's you I'm running from. I'll be in New York, send for me when you want more. I'll be in New York without you like before.
The Milk Carton Kids with the song New York here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Dan Sains and friends did New York City. His wife Claudia featured on that recording. Jim in Black Ridge has these places on his itinerary. New Bethlehem, New Delhi, New Orleans, New Brunswick, New Brighton, and New Zealand. Tom expressed his as a sentence for his New Year's Eve party. Alfred E. Newman purchased hot sauce from New Iberia, hatch chilies from New Mexico, flounder from Newfoundland, a Hampshire hog from New Hampshire, Brunswick stew from New Brunswick, and a Jersey heifer from New Jersey. But none of the items arrived, and neither did his guests. But all Alfred could say was, "What me worry?" A few more coming in to share with you. Tom and Barbara decided to keep theirs to local places in the Pittsburgh area. New Alexandria, New Florence, New Kensington, New Brighton, New Castle, and New Derry. Jim in Crafton Heights says, "I'm going to start in New Haven, Connecticut, and then go to New Rochelle and wave hello to Rob and Laura Petrie, cut through New York, refuel in New Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and then have lunch in New Kensington, eventually meeting cousins at the new Brighton hot dog shop. Then I'll head south to explore the new River Gorge. Well done. Leslie in Oakland says, from Newfoundland to New London, New Hampshire, continuing on to Newark, Delaware, and then the New River Gorge in West Virginia, and then on to New Mexico, across the Pacific to New Guinea, and then to New Alexandria in the Middle East, only to end the trip in Newington in the UK. These are some great ideas for travel. Also on Facebook, P. Kellick Waddle has New York, New Hampshire, New Delhi, New Brunswick, and also New Rochelle. Erna has New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, New Bethlehem, and New Brighton. Rich has Newton, Massachusetts, the New Museum in New York City, Newark, New Jersey, Newport News, Virginia, and New Iberia in Louisiana. We have a few more that we'll share with you. In fact, we've had so many coming in this morning at 412-200-5975. So many that I've barely been able to scratch the surface. Paul came up with New Philadelphia, Ohio, New Orleans, Louisiana, New Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, New Kensington, PA, and New Wilmington, PA. And Beth has New Guinea, New Delhi, New Zealand, New Brunswick, ending up the trip closer to home in New Hampshire. I think I've managed to share all of the answers. Oh, one more from Jim. In Black Ridge, New Concord, but of course, New Jersey, New Mexico, New Rochelle, and Newport News. That's the kind of game that you can keep on playing all morning long, if you care to.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
Says he's going far, far away from New Bern, North Carolina, where Pepsi was born, New London, North Carolina, Newland, Newport, Newton, Newton Grove, North Carolina, New River Gorge, West Virginia, New Haven, Newburgh, New Baltimore, New Centerville, New Florence, New Alexandria, New Stanton, and New Kensington, Pennsylvania, to take him back closer to Apollo, PA. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Everybody gather round when they hear the swings in town. Everybody say, swing that thing. When the band starts to play, everybody say, hey, 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 man, swing that thing. Swing it hot, swing it cool, make that rhythm pop. Once you start to swing that thing, there's trouble if you stop. Professors in music school tell the kids, forget the rules, just hold on tight now, swing that thing. Pickers forget their licks. Peter, Paul, and Mary drop their picks when people ask them to swing that thing. Musicians from the hearts of space raise their hands and slap their face. They say, I didn't know you could actually swing that thing. Drives the women crazy. It makes the men insane. Once you start to swing that thing, you'll never be the same. Kids forget to rock and roll. Grandpa, he just lose control when Grandma says, honey, swing that thing. King of France, but Louis didn't stand a chance when the people said, swing that king. Yeah. And Luther told the Pope of Rome, said, Pops, leave your stuff at home, man. The people up here, we gonna do that Zwingli thing. Yeah, look it up. Oh, swing it high, swing it low, swing it upside down. Once you start to swing that thing, you'll never touch ground. And Mozart said to J.S. Bach, Johann, put your horn in hock, man. You ain't never gonna swing your thing. Swing it, Johann. Take it, man. Nice try. Swing that thing. Oh, swing it high. Swing it cool. Make that rhythm pop. Once you start to swing that thing, there's trouble if you stop. Everybody gather round when they hear the swings in town. Everybody say, swing that thing. Everybody say, swing that thing. Everybody say, swing that thing.
Joel Mabus at the Saturday Light Brigade. If you're anywhere near the Pittsburgh area, or in the Northeast for that matter, it is chilly this morning. The temperature on our way in was about 10 degrees. So do take care if you're heading anywhere. Elroy the cat kept screaming at us to open the door to the porch so he could frolic, despite the fact that it's a little too cold on... this is definitely not the season they had in mind with the three-season porch. This is the time when you don't really want to be out there, but Elroy thinks it's just fine, and he's probably right, given the fur coat he has, but he was allowed to hang out there this morning. We'll see if he's there when we're back. I think he knows how to turn the space heater on, so he might end up being okay.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Thank you. If you were among the 361 people, including 73 first-time donors, contributing a record-setting $46,701 during our year-end campaign. If you missed the opportunity, you can always make a secure donation at slbradio.org/donate. Or simply by calling us anytime this morning. Here's our history riddle. He was born in Chicago in 1943 and was introduced to kings and queens when he was only six. He eventually dropped out of school to concentrate on developing a number of moves and tricks. This occurred just before he became a national champion on January 8th, 1958, although only 14 at the time, he had already had more than one mate. (412) 200-5975 to share your answer, or 1-888-752-7234. Once again, he was born in Chicago in 1943 and was introduced to kings and queens when he was only six. He eventually dropped out of school to concentrate on developing a number of moves and tricks. This occurred just after he became a national champion on January 8th, 1958, although only 14 at the time, he had already had more than one mate. 412-200-5975. 1-888-752-7234, or look for the puzzle on Facebook at SLB Radio. Good luck.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're gone, but not forgotten. baby feet are candy. Rock the baby feet are candy. Rock the baby feet are candy. I never expect to see you anymore. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains. Expect to see you anymore. How I hate to leave you. How I hate to leave you. How I hate to leave you. For I never, no, never will see anymore. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains. For I never, no, never will see you anymore.
Fleck and Abigail Washburn. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains. And the Wildmans with the Rock of Ages. The answer to our history riddle coming up in a moment. So I did mean to acknowledge Linda earlier today. She solved our pop quiz when we were looking for new locations. In her case, New England, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Newcastle, Delaware, New Mexico, New Orleans, New Guinea, and New Delhi. Thanks, Linda, and apologies for the delay on that. He was born in Chicago in 1943 and was introduced to Kings and Queens when he was only six. He eventually dropped out of school to concentrate on developing a number of moves and tricks. This occurred just after he became a national champion on January 8th, 1958, although only 14 at the time. He already had more than one mate. 412-200-5975. Russ came up with the correct answer listening in King, North Carolina. Rich is in Freeport. He got the right answer. So did Jim in Black Ridge, Tommy in Virginia, Mike in Mars, and Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that. This one came to you pretty quickly. Holly in Oakland got it. Also, who did you come up with?
Well, I always thought I was a child prodigy, and the only proud prodigy that comes to my mind is Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer. There's a lot of prodigies out there, but Bobby Fischer was playing and winning games of chess when he was only 6 years of age. Just amazing.
They used to call him Little Bobby Fischer.
I don't know.
That just sticks in my mind for some reason, Little Bobby Fischer.
I mean, I know it was true about Little Stevie Wonder and Little Anthony and the Imperials. That's a whole other game.
Little Orphan Annie.
Little Orphan Annie. Little Bo Peep. I'll see your Little Orphan Annie and raise you a Little Bo Peep. There probably are some more. I could keep...
Little Richard?
Little Richard, that works. You're going to put it back to me now. I keep thinking the song Little Darling, but that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Or Rich Little.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, Little Abner.
A comedian.
Little Abner, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good to give it back.
I always think that the weight of the free world was always on Bobby Fischer's shoulders.
Oh, back when it was Boris Spassky, right? He played Boris Spassky to see whether he could, the United States could, live up to its great exceptionalist status, at least in chess. I've not seen the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer. It's supposed to be a great film, but I have not seen it.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it either. You know, but that was about the time of the Sputnik, you know? And so the Russians put the Sputnik up around that time, and so probably at the same time Bobby Fischer had to beat the Russians.
Mike and Mars just wrote Little Wayne, the music person, Little Wayne. So that's rather
that's
nice.
Another little.
It's a good addition.
Yeah. I'm reading a book now on Mahjong. Have you ever heard of that game, Mahjong?
Well, Mahjong came up.
If I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Ricky and I have been watching a show called Hacks, which I would recommend. It's about an adult. Woman comic and navigating her later life, and at one point she turns to her young assistant and says, would you like to play Mahjong? Do you know how to play? And she says no, and then she says what I think is a really funny line: I could teach you in about 45 minutes. Well, maybe an hour. But yeah, that's
from the book. It's seems more like 45 days.
Yeah, that's the game with the tiles that you play. Right. You're kind of making a mosaic with purpose, and I've never played. I've watched people play. It looks, I have a feeling it isn't as complicated as it looks once you learn.
Well, it hit the United States in a storm like 1920 or so, but author of the book said there's like 45 different versions. So it almost sounded like if you couldn't really figure out the rules, the really real rules to the game, you kind of made up your own rules. They became a different version of the game.
Interesting. Yeah, I've seen Rummy Cube, which kind of looks like it, and other versions of it, but I could see that. So there's a whole book devoted to its history and spread of it. Interesting.
Yeah, it was. One thing she mentioned there is kind of interesting. It had nothing to do with that game, but ping pong. Apparently, ping pong is a registered trademark of the Milton Bradley Company.
I didn't know that.
And he had, it was, I guess back then, the actual name of the person actually ran the company, but he purchased the rights from an English company who had come up with the term ping pong. And then other companies in the United States who wanted to sell the paddles and the balls and all that, they couldn't call it ping pong, so they had to call it table tennis.
Oh, interesting. It's like putt-putt golf, I know, was a trademark. You couldn't offer miniature golf and call it putt-putt unless it was an official putt-putt golf course. And, gosh, I had a friend that owned the one in Monroeville. Terry was his name. And he taught me early on, it's not putt-putt, it's putt-putt golf, because if you just call it putt-putt, that will lead to the loss of the trademark, because trademarks are adjectives, not nouns.
Well, some guy tried to trademark Minjong, and because it came from China, and so there was a big thing about it. So in order for him to trademark it, he had to put a dash in between the two words.
Mm. Interesting.
So if you see a dash there, it's a trademark.
Well, before we go, Bruce just added Little Jimmy Dickens. And Little Roy Lewis. So there's more littles than we thought. Thanks, Tom.
Okay,
take
fine.
Care. Congratulations if you came up with Bobby Fischer.
Hey, did you know piglets roll around in the snow? Hey, did you know one is Jim, the other's Joe? Hey, did you know piglets rolling in the snow? Did you find beetles dancing in a long line? Hey, did you find tops and tails and shoes that shine? Hey, did you find beetles dancing in a long line? Hey, baby, did you realize flies have cars and they can drive? Did you realize they drove right over to the bee's beehive? Did you realize flies have cars and they can drive? Hey, take a look, spiders wrote a storybook. Hey, take a look, they'll never tell you how long that it took. Hey, take a look, spiders wrote a storybook. Hey there, watch and see, crabs are ticklish under the sea. Hey there, watch and see, tickle them on all eight of their knees. Hey, look and see, crabs are ticklish under the sea. Wow, check it out, wow, check it out, wow, check it out, wow, check it out.
Casper Baby Pants with a tune called Check It Out here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Congratulations again if you came up with Bobby Fischer. This morning's Hysteriddle Answer.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org.
The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org. Good morning to John. It's nice to have you listening. And I think I said hello to Charlie, who's been tuned in. Got a minute? Let a friend know you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Text or email them at slbradio.org/listen and invite them to tune in on one of the radio stations listed there or simply by clicking one of the simple-to-use online listening links. It'll be great to have your friend or a family member be part of our circle of friends and family members. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Radio Phoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other free apps available on internet radios and smart speakers, smartphones. Also, slbradio.org/radio, available anywhere you want.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. All only sound scratchy. Those songs really were catchy, especially when they said I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. You over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable. We'd dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Portable, we dance the night away to all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Although they sound scratchy, those songs.
really were catchy, especially when they said, I love you so,
I love you so.
The High Water Jug Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now it's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. And this week, the answer has 11 letters. 11 letters in the crossword puzzle of the air answer. And I'll give you an overall clue, which is mischief. The clue is mischief. 11 letters in the answer, and some are filled in for us, and we know they're correct. The fourth letter is an N. The sixth letter is an N. And the tenth letter is an N. So we have 11 letters altogether. Letter 4, 6, and 10 are all N's. That's N as in nugget. The clue is mischief. And if you think you can solve our crossword puzzle of the air,